Lord Jesus Christ, your kindly spirit sets us free from hastiness and angry tempers, from harshness and ill will. Help us so to live in the brightness of your presence, that we may bring your sunshine into cloudy places. Take our hands and work with them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you and all your people, for your name's sake. Amen. You may be seated. I must confess to all the deals I try to make with God. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I do it when I really, really want something to happen. I think many people try to bargain with God. You know how it goes, something like this. God, if you'll just let me win the lottery, I'll give it to the church, I promise. Or, if I could just win this contest, I remember during my days as a secular big dog type, I like to think my negotiating with God was quite appropriate. On one such occasion, I was teaching, as I will be next week, but it was during the summer session at Pepperdine University, which, for those of you who don't know, it's in Malibu, California, overlooking the amazing blue Pacific Ocean. And yes, I know it is a hard place to work, but I found myself in a search as a candidate for an important job. And my current job, the one back in Houston, was actually recommending me for this position because the organization wanted someone that they knew and supported in the world. And so they thought that by sponsoring me, it would help them. And I really, really, really wanted this job. And so I started making deals with God. God, if you'll just let me have this job, I will. And I rattled off any number of nutty things like, go to church every Sunday, I promise. Or, I really will tithe, not just a token, but really tithe. Or, I'll be nice to everyone, even those I can't stand. Or, yes, I'll teach junior high Sunday school. Or, I never thought to leave it in God's hands. And even when I did get the job, you know it, all my promises fell away. All my deals. Well, except that crazy one about junior high Sunday school. But in today's gospel lesson, Jesus has the devil himself, Satan, bargaining with him, tempting him as he spends these 40 days in the wilderness. The devil promises Jesus food and power and glory. And all Jesus has to do is perform a couple simple little miracles for the devil. Jesus realizes that bargaining is not the way to go. Bargaining with this devil is not what it's all about. And Jesus demonstrates to us that this temptation, this bargaining with the devil, is not what we should do. Imagine if you were offered all that wealth and fame and all you had to do was worship Satan. And that fame and wealth was staring at you. And when Jesus comes along and says, follow me, I'll give you eternal life. Wow, the choices become harder and bargaining becomes more difficult. And Jesus teaches us, though, to resist the temptation. And it's not really appropriate, as I tried to bargain with God. God loves each one of us and teaches us that we can trust God to have our back through any number of things in our lives. And we all have temptations, from rolling over and going back to sleep instead of worshiping Sunday, to reading trashy novels, which is really such a waste of our precious time, to gossiping about anyone we have new information about to our friends, or making bargains, as I tried to with God. God really does have our best interest at heart. And He will never put anything in our lives we cannot handle. Oh, it's going to be hard. And it may even be the thing that we really didn't want to have happen. But God knows everything and will help us to see the clear paths and make the choices we need to make. You know that big dog job I got? I spent 5 grueling years on airplanes and in law offices and courthouses all over America and the world, with offices in Amsterdam and meetings in London. And you know what? I rarely met my son's teachers, and I rarely saw my mother. And when it all came to an end through a somewhat difficult parting, I looked back and I wondered about the temptation of that position and what it required me to lose and to give up. When I finally restored my faith life and my family life, I spent nearly every day of the next year with my mom, who, as it turned out, was slowly dying and died within a year of my coming home for good. And that started my journey right here to the priesthood, a realization that God really does know what's best for you. And despite all our attempted bargains, to look at our gifts and our talents and then ask God to guide our decisions and help us to resist temptation. To resist temptation and trust God with all our heart and all our mind, and we will be restored. God restores each of us, and through the blood of Christ, we are forgiven all our sins and ask to return once more to the loving arms of our God. The first Sunday of Lent reminds us that we as Christians are blessed with a God who loves us and cares deeply for us. God will put us right where we need to be when we need to be there. Our job is to resist temptation and refrain from bargaining with God. After all, God knows what's best for each one of us. And we just need to learn to let go and have faith and let God be our guide. Amen.